With the body of a shark and a snout that looks like some kind of twisted chainsaw, the sawfish would be right at home in a Friday the 13th movie. But like so many of the 400 species of sharks and rays, sawfish have far more to fear from humans than we do from them. And with their global population dipping dangerously low, these unique animals desperately need our protection. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. October 2017 marked the world's first ever International Sawfish Day. Yes, that's a thing. And sawfish even have their own conservation society, whose human members are dedicated to raising awareness and promoting conservation of these five remarkable species. Currently, all sawfishes are endangered, and three species are considered critically endangered, the IUCN's last level before extinction. Sawfish belong to the same group of cartilaginous fishes as sharks, called elasmobranchs, and are actually rays. They have shark-like bodies and gill slits on their streamlined sides. The five known species go by a number of names, all of them intriguing. There are large tooth, small tooth, green, dwarf, and narrow tooth sawfishes. Not surprisingly, their most prominent feature is their saw, also called a rostrum. Accounting for up to a quarter of the fish's total length, that long, flat rostrum is lined with large teeth, the number, spacing, and shape of which depend on the species, where it lives, and sometimes whether it's a male or female. The small-toothed sawfish has the toothiest smile, up to 37 pairs of teeth on that rostrum. In all species, once a tooth is lost at its base, it will never grow back. Sawfish use their one-of-a-kind rostrum to stun and injure prey, which they can then easily gulp whole. That saw also houses electroreceptors, a specialized sensory system that can detect movements and electrical fields with surprising sensitivity. Sadly, sawfish populations have decreased 95% since the 1960s and are still declining in some portions of their range. Indeed, many are considered commercially extinct as they cannot be found in much of their former ranges. Factors that contribute to this decline are depressingly familiar: overfishing, bycatch, coastal and industrial development, and overuse of pesticides and fertilizers lead the list. Even when fishers are not targeting them, sawfish and their pointy rostrum are easily entangled in fishing nets. Perhaps worst, trophy hunters can pocket up to $1,000 on the black market for a sawfish rostrum. Like most sharks and rays, sawfish reproduce slowly and late in life. Although they can live 50 years or more, it's exceedingly rare to find the 20-footers that were prized for their saws in days of old. Coupled with a low rate of reproduction, sawfish are extraordinarily vulnerable. And yet, there are reasons for hope. In Florida, where sawfishes have been protected for decades, populations appear to be slowly recovering. Scientists and marine biologists have published a global sawfish conservation strategy, and the Association of Zoos and Aquariums recently launched a program called SAFE, Saving Animals from Extinction, which brings together the collective expertise of aquariums like our own to engage guests in saving this iconic species. In fact, the two large-toothed sawfishes who have made their home at the National Aquarium since 2004 belong to one of the critically endangered species, and we are cooperating with other accredited aquariums on a species survival plan through careful breeding and eventually a reintroduction program to restore native populations in the wild. To learn more and see some cool photos of these phantasmoelasmos, visit aqua.org/explore. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.